this is BBC World Service. Well, as you may remember, last week at this time, Miss Francis reported on the progress of our information centre and shop, which opens here at Bush House in a week's time. Well, she's just made another visit, and she talks again to Chris Thorby.
We're back in the shop. Can you tell me, in front of this marvellous display of information, exactly what people will be able to find out here?
Well, yes, Liz, we've had a very busy week. Spread out in front of us is an array of information about where you can hear us, how you can hear us, because, of course, not only are we broadcasting on four or five different frequencies at the same time to our listeners, but also the signal is coming from different directions from our ring of relay bases around the world. So there's information about all of that. We've also got books here about choosing a radio receiver, things to look for when you're buying your set. Here is information about the right sort of aerial to use in various areas of difficult reception. So there's all this and a lot more information about the domestic services of the BBC for listeners here in this country.
And of course, with this enormous selection of things to look at, it's easier than people writing in from overseas, isn't it, when they don't necessarily know what to ask for.
Oh, yes, and of course, there is advice available.
T-shirt or a mug or a bag, this is the place to come. We've also got special Jubilee things because it's our 50th anniversary this year. You can see over there a whole range of books, BBC publications, and we've tried to concentrate on the sort of things visitors to England might like, books about England, English countryside, English architecture, that sort of thing.
You've also got records, have you?
Yes, we have. We've got a wide range of the comedy records, some of which people have been able to hear on World Service, like The Goon Show, I'm Sorry I'll Read That Again, Hancock's Half Hour.
Let's hear a bit of Hancock's Half Hour.
I don't care. It's the principle of the thing. Well, there are thousands of people who don't. And there are thousands of people who do. But there are more people who don't than do. So why should I be one of them that don't? Because you didn't. That's what I did. Wait a minute. I've forgotten what we were talking about.
A bit of Hancock's Half Hour. What else then? Music, classical music, popular music. And there's an amazing library of sound effects. Would want to buy a record of a sound effect like that?
Well, apparently they're surprisingly popular. They tell me BBC records, people want them to accompany home movies, for amateur dramatics, that sort of thing. But apparently there is a market for it, so we're going to stock the complete range. We're also going to stock BBC Video, which is a comparatively new venture for BBC Enterprises. And over there you'll see all the English by radio material, books, cassettes and records.
Marvellous. So we won't have to wait for the transmissions to learn English. We can have them at home in our own homes.
Absolutely.
We could stop them.
Maureen, thank you very much.
And Chris, before we go, I do want you to remind us again the times that the shop is open and when, of course, it is opening and where it can be found.
Yes, you can find us here in the Strand in the middle of London. The shop is opening on Tuesday the 11th of May and it will be open Monday to Friday from 9:30 in the morning until 7 o'clock in the evening.
Well, Liz Francis was talking to Chris Thorby and Maureen Bebb about the opening of our Bush House Information Centre and shop. And let me just remind you once again, the opening day is next Tuesday, May the 11th. The shop is called BBC World and you'll find it at the eastern end of the Strand here in Bush House. And as Chris said, right in the middle of London. The opening hours are 9:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday. Do please all come along, but don't forget, if you're not going to be in London and would still like some of our souvenirs or information about our programmes and how to hear us, do write to us. We'll send you a price list of our souvenirs and then you can order direct. Well now, to continue this quarter hour of information about the World Service, here's Marilyn O'Keefe to look ahead to some of our programmes coming to you over the next few hours.